Good morning. I'm Megan Dooling. Here's your Stoke FM news for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. British Columbia's chief public health officer says that vaccines against COVID-19 are very available in the province, including a new type approved last week by Health Canada. Dr. Bonnie Henry said it's a bivalent vaccine, which means it has a combination of proteins from different strains of the viruses that cause COVID. This is similar to how influenza and polio vaccines are created.
It's approved for use in adults 18 years of age and older, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. So this is a form of combination vaccine that has the spike protein in it, not just for the original Wuhan variant, but also for an Omicron variant.
Henry said this vaccine stimulates a very strong immune response. We're in a good place in terms of immunity now. That's because there's a high rate of people who have three vaccines and because many people have immunity from being infected with COVID-19. It's called hybrid immunity when people are up to date on their shots and have been infected.
With vaccination and with hybrid immunity, we now know that there are far fewer people in our community now today who are at risk of severe illness from COVID. And we have tools now to top up immunity for those people who are still at risk, and that includes the newest approved bivalent vaccine booster.
Still, Henry says there are risks. Those include potential new variants of the virus. Henry also said that cases of the flu were high this past winter season in New Zealand and Australia. She said that could be the case in British Columbia too. Despite this, it's unlikely that public health measures will be enacted to stop the spread of COVID or the flu. She said people should know by now how to act.
Some things that we need to keep doing, all of us, you know, paying attention to ventilation in indoor spaces, paying attention to cleaning, paying attention to our health awareness. How am I feeling today? Do I need to stay away from others until I feel better? And staying home if we're ill, hand hygiene. Those are the things that we can't ever lose. And I hope we're baked in. But we can trust people now, I think, in our community to do those measures. We don't need a heavy hand of putting in legal restrictions, in my opinion.
Vaccines are available for anyone who hasn't gotten a shot yet. Boosters are available for anyone if it's been 6 months since your last shot. And Henry advised for anyone who's been sick with COVID to wait 3 months before getting your next booster. Meanwhile, in Revelstoke, work will begin very soon on the first phase of a multi-use trail that will eventually connect Arrow Heights to the Revelstoke Mountain Resort. Council yesterday awarded Jake J. Construction the $700,000 contract to build phase one of the Valley Trail multi-use pathway. This part of the trail will run from Park Drive at Arrow Heights Elementary School to the new roundabout at Nickel Road. Steve Black is Revelstoke's Director of Infrastructure and Planning.
This is part of a bigger plan that is linking the resort to the city. Connectivity, active transportation.
The construction of the first phase of the trail is funded by a Community and Economic Recovery Program grant. The grant is $950,000. That means there's a bit of a contingency, Black said.
This is part of phase one of the trail that will go from park all the way up to the resort. The resort will be building the remainder of that. And so, fun project. The grant does require us to be finished sometime early next year. And so it's important that should council approve this, that we break ground immediately and get us going.
Council did approve this motion. And that's your news for today, Wednesday, September 7th. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.